I woke up this morning feeling strange, deranged, as though everything had changed, but I couldn't say quite how. Everything looked the same. Monica was beside me, sleeping. The room was semi-dark, because it was early. I could barely make out the walls and all our pictures, our bureau, and the phenomena of living together. But something was different. Something is such an amorphous word, like syrup spilled on a table. It spreads out slowly and encompasses everything. That's the irony of something. It's a word that's used to deflect understanding rather than focus or gather it. But it's the best I can do. As a student of philosophy, I've learned that we have to acclimatize to words like something. That we have to become comfortable, in a sense, with uncertainty. It's a part of us. Knowledge, it seems to me, is always an abridgment of doubt, a false leap to a limiting conclusion. The only statement I can make without a shadow of doubt is, I am. That pinpoint of certainty is where all the angels and all the devils of all eternity dance. The rest is conjecture. That's the most important thing philosophy can teach me. Everything beyond that pinprick of existential knowledge is the big bang of my personal universe coming into being. And everyone else's big bang resonates inside my own. We're like 7 billion kernels of popcorn all going off at the same time in a heated, glass-covered pot. Or so I thought, up till now. But all that's changed. Monica still lay beside me, sleeping, perhaps dreaming. The pattern of her breathing still excites a joy deeper than I can comprehend. But I sense that I've changed, and I'm afraid of what I might eventually do. I have to discover who and what I really am. In a sense, it's appropriate that this quest has been initiated on the third day after Christmas. Because I imagine myself as a being that lives out his entire life trapped inside a glass ball that reflects back only what I'm capable of seeing and believing. If that tinsel-thin illusion ever shatters, I have no idea what wonders or horrors may await. But I do have my suspicions.